The biggest hurdle the city will have to overcome is funding. Brent Gardner is chair of Columbia's Downtown Leadership Council. He says he doesn't think the funding will come from just one source.
I think there's going to be a combination of things that really come into play. We had a list of, 10 or 12 things that we just brainstormed, found in other cities. No one wants to be taxed. No one really likes any of the solutions, per se, but I think if we mix them up, I think they might actually be effective.
Public Works Director John Glasgow says the central issue behind the failing sewer infrastructure is that rainwater enters the system through cracks. Rainwater takes up capacity in the sewer system, and the sewer pipes are old. The most recent sewer main installed downtown was installed in the 1950s. Alice Turner, a Columbia resident, says she hopes the private companies building the new facilities will consistently have to help cover part of the cost.
If you ask most people, they are kind of interested in a mix of a public-private partnership, that it shouldn't be unusual that a developer pays part of the infrastructure costs based on how much they need.
The Downtown Leadership Council hopes to have the updates to downtown's infrastructure finished within 18 months. In addition to downtown, several surrounding neighborhoods are in the process of being updated over a 5-year period. AJ Feather, KBIA News.